Dr. Penn Day. Dr. Randolph Penn is in the building. His office right around the corner on, is that on Badgley or?
It's right on Horton and Badgley. Yep, right on the, it's like that T right where the mobile station is.
Is your address Horton or Badgley?
It's actually a Horton Road address.
That's what I thought.
But it sits on Badgley.
But it kind of sits off off Badgley. It's right there at the corner. No, you want to talk a little more about golf today. You've done a lot of work with people that are, I guess, struggling with golf-type injury.
Certainly struggling with golf injury, but also enhancing really their performance level. That's kind of that's really the whole goal, but getting them to
can you make me putt better?
Well, I'll accept that challenge.
Okay.
Right? So all right, it's that certainly a lot of it comes down to feel and even breathing patterns. I mean, we talk like when we're over the putter, you'll see the pro golfers, you'll see them, you know, a lot of them really just exhaling right before they kind of pull the trigger. So, you know, it's a process, no doubt, of, you know, getting yourself mentally prepared for short putts like that. But no doubt there's injury in golf, and it's a very challenging sport on the body to continue to play over and over, day after day, week after week, if we're really struggling with any physical limitation, tight muscles on one side, weak muscles on another, and just even just how the body's firing, the firing patterns. So when we look at movement, that's what our kind of the when the pros go through a functional assessment, a golf functional assessment, we're looking at movement patterns right from the ground up. So right from the feet, the ankles, the knees, the hips, the low back, the thoracic spine, which is kind of like the mid back. Those are kind of the key patterns, and certainly shoulder separation.
So you're going to talk about some common faults, swing faults?
Well, it's certainly all golfers can probably relate to most of these. They've probably heard some of these terms before, but when we're looking at posture, posture's kind of the window to performance. If you look at the golfers today walking down the fairway, their posture is spot on, right? When we look at even 10, 15 years ago, there were guys that were just not in great posture. So really focus on posture. That's the window to the spine, ultimately the window to the nerve system, which then really leads to performance because everything is firing through the nerve system. So brain, spinal cord, peripheral nerves out to every cell. So
it's important just when you're walking the course?
Focusing on posture. Just trying to get in the best posture, shoulders level. A lot of times we look at even address posture. So when we look at a golfer, and we're not the swing coach, we're not the pro, the golf coach, we're more the kind of the body where we can coach, where we can pick up faults or imbalances, and really the pros can help us with this too, to see what the limitation might be. So when we look at address posture, we look at just how we're over the ball. There could be a sway back that's called S posture. If you're really hunched over the ball and your upper back is really hunched, that's called the C posture.
That's the old age posture,
right,
isn't it?
Right. Where we're just,
I mean, you see
not
guys,
flexing.
You know, the older guys walking down the fairway and they're really hunched over.
Exactly. And
right?
And there's no way they can really perform at their highest potential when we're in that posture. So these are things that we can really work
can
with.
Can that
them.
Be corrected for a 65-year-old?
Well, no doubt we can help. I mean, there are certain things. That there may be some degeneration. There may be old traumas. But but no question we can improve flexibility as we age. It's kind of, we've kind of been taught, oh, well, you're just getting older. You're just going to have to live with it. You're going to have to play less rounds. That's really passe. That's not where we're at today. We know that we can continue to increase flexibility, range of motion through our techniques, and really help guys play more rounds without pain, because golf can be really painful. That's why a lot of guys only play once or twice a week as they age, because they can't really get to their body into full mobility, and that's one of our main focuses.
Where's the pain coming from, Randy?
With loss of posture.
Say guys aren't playing because they're in pain.
Yeah, it can be anything.
But what do you see?
We see certainly a lot of low back, a lot of wrist, elbow, knee, hip, even ankle mobility. So there's kind of a chain of events that happen in the golf swing, or really in any sport, is we should see stability in the foot. We should see mobility in the ankle. There's an alternating pattern. So stability in the foot, mobility in the ankle, stability in the knee, mobility in the hips, stability in the low back, mobility, this is a big one we were just kind of getting to, is in the thoracic spine, which is the mid-back. And this is the hunch posture. Those guys lose so much mobility when the thoracic spine doesn't move properly, and that's kind of the mid-back. So that pattern has to alternate, and it has to sequence function properly on time in order for that rhythm to really happen. So it's pretty interesting to watch movement and then be able to say, okay, the ankle's not moving right. Well, that may be why you have low back pain. So hopefully that answers that kind of question. Is where the pain is almost always doesn't really indicate where the structural or neurological imbalance may be.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It is. It's fun. It's difficult to you really have to watch the movement patterns. Again, golf pros can help us with this because you alluded to common swing faults also, and there's a thing, most golfers have probably felt this or heard it. You're swaying off the ball or you're sliding, right? Those movements are happening because there's restriction somewhere in the body. And that's our job, is to figure out where that is. Now, the golf pro or the swing coach, the head coach, they can look at even a high school athlete and say, okay, he's holding back. Right, that's another common term. You're holding back or hanging back. Chicken winging. Have you ever heard that term?
Sure.
Right. So you've probably felt that even, and we've all probably done it. Anyone that's golfed has probably had every one of these swing faults. Over the top. That's another one. So when the pro sees those, and he's like, "Man, he's just over the top," right? Which I know I have a tendency to do that. When that's happening, they can see it. If they send them to us, we can go through the pattern, get them physically in a position where then that's, they don't have that restriction. So then they can go back to the pro, and the pro can help them really get to somewhere, right? Because he physically or she physically couldn't get there before.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that kind of makes sense where that ties together. So we look a lot at posture. We look at that. Alternating kinetic chain, stability, mobility, and then certainly address swing faults as we take them through this functional assessment.
So you have a program you've put together that you'll assess a golfer, right?
Yes, it's completely. I mean, it's similar, and we're always looking at posture. We read posture all day long, whether it's a 70-year-old or a 3-year-old. Right, we're looking at how they're moving and what their posture is, and we can really figure out where their restriction is in their nerve system and in their spine, and possibly in their extremities. So, but with the golf, specifically with the golf, there's like a 14-point check system that we're looking at, from pelvic rotation to torso rotation to shoulder rotation. So these are really specific things, how we balance on one leg, hip rotation. These are things that we're looking for specifically for the golf movement pattern. And so when those are restricted, again, they have home stretches to do, strengthening to do, and certainly aligning their spine and nerve system, which connects the brain to the body. And all the stretching in the world is all great, and yoga is great, and exercise is great. But if the brain is not connecting to the body, and the only way that can happen is if there's no interference in the nerve system, that's what the chiropractic adjustment and, you know, some of our other techniques really do.
So can you do that? And do you assess a golfer in one day if somebody comes in?
Yeah, it really takes about 10 to 15 minutes outside of our normal
eval. Really? That's all?
Yeah, just to watch the patterns.
Wow.
You tie that in with another 10 to 15 minutes, usually about 45 minutes to an hour by the time we go through like a history and then history of trauma, things of that nature, how often they're playing, what their goals are, what they're looking to get to. And so about an hour for the first eval, really, to with the golf assessment, to really figure out what do we want to do, what's our goals, what do we want to get to, and you know, optimal health is always our goal for every patient.
Sure,
whether or not that fits for them, that's up for them to decide. But the idea is our goal is to help them perform at their highest potential. So if we find restrictions in this, let's say this hour, 45 minute to an hour eval, then we can put together a process or a program to help them get to their desired level of performance.
Call your office?
Yes, they have an opportunity. We have like 7 spots open. They just have to call, and for golfers only, and in the next 48 hours, and so they can call 784-7443. They can schedule that eval. They could also go to the website, which is docpenn.com, docpenn.com, and they can fill out a new patient request form, and someone on our team would get back to them.
Thanks, doctor.
You're welcome. Thanks.